This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Based on our pre-show chatter, this promises to be a pretty interesting and fun conversation.
Absolutely. They brought stuffed animals with them, so it's going to be fun.
Oh, those were gifts for us? I thought they were weird that they had stuffed animals in there.
We'll put them in the picture.
Oh, we'll definitely do that. That'll be great. Well, let's get to our conversation. We're joined by Amy Banowski. She's a vice president and mortgage banker with Fidelity Bank Mortgage. And we also have Mickey Schilling, mortgage business development manager and vice president with Fidelity Bank Mortgage. Amy, Mickey, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us today.
Thank you.
Oh, the pleasure is ours. Thanks for carving out some very valuable time to join us. Mickey, let me start off with you. Give us the 10,000-foot view of Fidelity Bank Mortgage. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Okay. Well, Fidelity Bank, first and foremost, is a local community bank. We were founded in 1974 here in Atlanta. We happen to be the largest community bank in Georgia, but recently our footprint has expanded. We've gone into the Florida market, and our mortgage division has also expanded all the way up the Mid-Atlantic into Virginia and Maryland, and recently with offices in South Carolina and North Carolina, as well as Alabama and Florida. We have 26 mortgage offices. Our primary focus is here in Atlanta, but we are growing very quickly.
Wow, that's a lot of locations.
That is a lot of locations.
So, Amy, tell us, what sets Fidelity Bank apart?
I think what sets us apart is our customer service and the support that we have at Fidelity Bank. Our mission statement is the number one community bank with the best customer service in town.
She patted herself on the back, just for those listening.
Everybody at Fidelity tries to accomplish the goal for our customers that begins with local level of service. Each mortgage office is fully staffed with processors, underwriters, and closers, which means that we do not have to send our loans out of state for underwriting. It gives us the ability to rush a file through underwriting and close in less than 2 weeks if there's a short time frame to get that accomplished. It also gives us the ability to sit down with underwriters and talk about real people and real scenarios and work through things where we're not having to call to Texas or another state to work through issues. The support level is not only on the branch level, but it also is felt at the corporate level, with our corporate office being off North Druid Hills. And we can go to the head people if we need to have a serious talk about a loan and get it solved on a local level, again, instead of being out of state. And then post-closing, we service 90% of our loans. So when borrowers close, they're calling Atlanta on their service questions. They're not calling out of the country. They get somebody locally to help them through whatever their questions are.
Oh, that's huge.
Yeah, so the loans aren't being sold and they're staying in-house. And I bet they get good customer service as opposed to what we were talking about pre-show with my frustration with a large out-of-state bank.
Well, it's so frustrating to talk to a nameless, faceless person that you don't know. And you know they don't know what about you because they're dealing with thousands of those kinds of things. So that's really impressive. Mickey, I think it might be interesting for those listening that might not understand, but what do you mean by a community bank? I mean, that's different than your traditional bank, yeah?
It is. Well, first and foremost, being a community bank, we are established here. We're able to make decisions that are affecting people locally. Our footprint, although it is growing, we're still focused on, you know, the small businesses, the, you know, borrowers who are maybe first-time home buyers. And we really put the emphasis in our culture for the bank to know our customer and to try to expand those relationships. We offer, by the way, through our retail bank, a totally free checking account, which has sort of gone away in the last few years. So there's a lot more benefit to just the mortgage division. We're an all-encompassed bank with wealth management, automobile loans, and a very good footprint here in Atlanta.
Free checking.
Free checking. That's big.
It is big.
And bill pay.
Free bill pay. Jeez. My bank, which will remain nameless, does not do free bill pay. So that's important to me.
You know what else we have? Free cookies, chocolate chip cookies in the Brink branches.
And now my bank definitely doesn't have free cookies.
I'm thinking, no.
No free cookies.
Mine either.
So we've got free bill pay, free cookies, free checking, and you get to talk to someone who's here. There you go.
I think I'm convinced. All right. Amy and Mickey will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, and we're back with Amy Benowski and Mickey Schilling with Fidelity Bank Mortgage.
So I imagine we have a number of listeners who haven't applied for a mortgage, you know, ever, or haven't applied for one recently. What are the typical steps for applying?
The typical steps is to contact a loan officer at Fidelity, and you could either fill out an application online, which takes about 10, 15 minutes, or we can take the application over the phone and ask some questions over the phone. It's whatever is most convenient for the customer, whether it's internet or over the phone. And then we ask for them to send some financial documents, pay stubs, tax returns, and bank statements for us to review to make sure everything's accurate.
What about anything the first-time buyer should be aware of?
I think there's a big misconception that you need 20% to put down. There's several programs, depending upon household income and credit score, that they can get a grant and have to put very minimal amount down. And if they don't qualify for a grant, they could purchase with as little as 3% down based on the purchase price.
Mm-hmm. And I also think, too, not only with regard to down payment, but that they have to make a lot of money. And we can serve first service borrowers who have low to moderate income, and we have specialized programs for them. The other thing, too, is that they feel that maybe they don't have perfect credit. Maybe they've had a couple of, you know, dings along the way in the last few years. We've seen so many people who do, but we can work around that if there's been some extenuating circumstances and if a certain period of time has elapsed. That doesn't mean that you're out of the game. You can still get back in the game and buy a home. And right now is a fantastic time to buy that. We have lots of programs that can help them get qualified before they even go shopping. And if we need to, we can actually partner them up with a realtor.
Is it fair to assume that I could go to you with my credit report and you walk through it with me and say, here's what you can do here, here's what I would advise you here?
We can pull a new credit report for you, and then we can look at ways that we can help you get your credit score up. It might be something like paying down a credit card to a certain level, or maybe paying off something if you only have a few more payments left.
It's not as complicated as you think. I mean, I've seen situations where, just pay another $500 and that's right. Going to have a dramatic impact.
Right. Brings it down to a certain percentage and it'll help drive up your credit score. Or there could be errors on your report as well, which we can help you contact the repositories and get those
removed. That's more common than people realize, too,
I think. It is very much common.
Oh, absolutely. And you should be looking at your credit report anyway, especially with all the credit fraud out there. Somebody might be you and you wouldn't even know it.
Exactly.
What about mistakes that buyers often make? I know we hear a lot of times that someone's, you know, they're in the process of applying to buy a house and then they, you know, do things they shouldn't that hurt their credit and hurt their chances of actually having that loan go through.
Do not get excited right before closing and go to Lowe's and buy a washer and dryer.
Oh, okay.
We see that commonly happen that, you know, people think, oh, my loan's approved. I can go buy my furniture, my appliances. That is the biggest no-no.
I've never thought of that.
Do not do it till after closing.
So wait till after closing before buying all the home purchases.
Exactly, because we monitor credit until after closing to make sure that you have not opened up any new credit because it could potentially affect your ability to repay the loan.
Right.
By opening up new debt, because then we have to factor in that payment. You know, don't make any employment changes without speaking to us. If you change jobs, just run it by us because we may need 30 days of pay stubs for your new job. So that's another biggie.
But it's not just home purchases, you shouldn't buy a new car either.
But it would look so good in my new driveway.
I've heard that thinking apply. I mean, I understand. Mickey, tell me about some of the actual products.
Well, Fidelity Bank has so many products, it's hard to keep track of.
Yeah,
let me be honest with you. We do have standard products like your conventional Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loans. We do sell direct to the agencies, as you mentioned earlier, so we can retain that servicing and our rates are really very competitive. Also, we have FHA and VA loans and USDA, which is 100% in certain rural areas. And then also we have what do we call our portfolio product mix, which allows us to do some of those more creative loan structures that we mentioned earlier. We have renovation loans. So if maybe you see a home, but it needs a new basement or a renovation, we can also do a renovation loan where we can make your home that you find into your dream home. A doctor loan program is also one of our more popular program, which for medical doctors, we can do up to 100% financing with no mortgage insurance. Construction to perm, we do a single close construction to perm loan here, up to a $2 million loan amount. So just tons and tons of products. And also, as Amy mentioned earlier, grants, down payment assistance programs, other things that can help you with closing cost and the money that you need to get into the home.
Well, this future Brookhaven homeowner is going to probably look into that renovation loan.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be a good product for me. Well, guys, I hate to say it, that we are about out of time. Before we let you go, where can people go to contact you should they have any questions on any of this?
They can contact me. My website is www.abynoski.lionbankmtg.com, or my telephone number is 678-249-7457.
And Mickey?
They can contact me at mickey.schilling@lionbank.com.
All right. Amy Bynoski, Vice President, Mortgage Banker, and Mickey Schilling, Mortgage Business Development Manager and Vice President with Fidelity Bank Mortgage. Amy, Mickey, it was a real pleasure to have you. Thanks
for
stopping by and joining.
Thank you.
All right. That wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. So, on behalf of today's guests, Amy Bynoski and Mickey Schilling, my co-host Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.